It's not really a book about race so much as it is a book about people and how they've dealt with the issue of race and integration. So it's told very much from the ground level of telling people's individual stories.
And telling people's individual stories is something Tanner Colby does very well in Some of My Best Friends Are Black, as he did in his first two books, biographies of, respectively, John Belushi and Chris Farley.
What led me out of the dead fat comedian business into wanting to do a book about race, because I realized I didn't know any black people, I didn't know anything about race, and we were living in a world with a black president.
Ruminations that began for Tanner Colby in the spring and summer of 2008, when he was casting around for a new book topic, while becoming first intrigued by, and then a supporter of, Barack Obama's presidential candidacy.
Of course, every inch of the campaign was being dissected, you know, 6 ways to Sunday, 24 hours after it happened, so there wasn't a whole lot to write about the campaign itself that wasn't already being said 30 different times. But that's when I sort of had this personal revolation of, you know, I'm voting for Barack Obama, and I don't really know any black people, so that's odd, and nobody's really talking about, everybody's talking about Obama and what's going on the national stage, but there's a more personal, you know, ground level story that most people are living that isn't really being told. And I thought that was a gap that maybe I could fill.
Tanner Colby spent his childhood in Lafayette, Louisiana, went to high school in Vestavia Hills, a white flight suburb of Birmingham, and worked in the advertising business in New York City before his writing career took off. He makes good use of his personal history to season the interesting and informative individual stories he uncovers of black and white Americans' experiences in 4 common categories of national life: school, church, workplace, and neighborhood.
I didn't want to write about like integration in the military or, you know, the music business, both of which have been, you know, great forces for integration in America, because most people aren't rock and roll superstars, and, you know, most people aren't in the military. So I wanted to write about what I call the public square, which is places where we all have an experience. You may not have grown up in the Catholic Church in southern Louisiana, which is very unique. You may not have gone to a white flight suburb school in Birmingham, Alabama, where the official school flag was Confederate flag, which is also a very unique experience. But most people go to church, everyone's been to school, so, you know, anyone can relate on some level to those things and take the stories of the people in the book and use those to reflect on your own life. What's been funny about how the book's been received is that a lot of the reviews have called it bleak and depressing and a sign of, you know, how we've ruined everything about race in America, and other reviews have said it, called it incredibly hopeful. You know, it's gotten both reactions. And I tend to default towards the latter, because when you read about these massive structural obstacles that stand in the way of integration, yeah, it's pretty bleak when you look at it like that. But it's optimistic in the sense that you as an individual, whether you're black or white, can kind of just change things tomorrow, or start to change things tomorrow if you want to. The great quote that I got from this black guy at this church in Louisiana, that why blacks didn't choose to integrate in the 1970s, he said, all the blacks wanted was respect, and we didn't get it. Black people tried to enter open society, they were disrespected, and people aren't going to stay where they're not respected. So they said, all right, well, we're not going to stay. We're going to go back to our own churches and our own neighborhoods, and, you know, we survived there just fine for 100 years, and we'll do it again. And so the lack of respect for each other really poisoned the well of what happened. To me, that's what I guess, if you had to distill it all down to the nut of it, is that, you know, all integration is mutual respect. And you have to educate yourself and be open to understanding the other person in order to respect them, and they have to do the same for you. So it's really very much a two-way street, but, you know, it's entirely within our grasp.
Tanner Colby, author of the deeply researched, beautifully written, and highly recommended new book, Some of My Best Friends Are Black: The Strange Story of Integration in America. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.